The Edenton State Historic Site is going to be hosting Devil to Pay and No Pitch Hunt, a big symposium that's going to deal with a lot of maritime history in North Carolina.
Yeah. So I work for the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, which manages various types of museums, several aquariums, state parks, and much more. I work in the Division of North Carolina State Historic Sites and Properties at Historic Edenton, which includes multiple historic sites ranging in date from pre-Revolutionary War through to the Civil Rights Movement. And one of them is, of course, the 1767 Chowan County Courthouse, where we'll be hosting this event. This event is going to be a one-day symposium highlighting local and regional history. So we have four lectures lined up that cover a very wide range of topics. So we'll be hosting this at the 1767 Courthouse, which is the oldest government building still standing in North Carolina. And first up, we have archaeologists Linda Carnes McNaughton and Tom Beeman, who will be presenting their findings from the 2001 archaeological excavation underneath the very building we're hosting this event, and where they unearthed an enormous collection of artifacts, some of which date back 1,000 years. Next, we have an exciting presentation on a shipwreck right here in Edenton Bay that before now was unidentified, but last summer, students led by Jason Ropp of the Maritime Studies Program at East Carolina University did an extensive survey of the site and believe that they have identified this wreck. Then we have Becky Sawyer, who has been compiling a huge database of several thousand tattoos combined on sailors stationed at Fort Fisher and Kira Beach, North Carolina. She goes into the history of tattoos and their expressions of cultural and social identity, whether it's a celebration of ethnic heritage or simply for the sailors' identification if they were to die. The symposium will end with David Bennett, Curator of Maritime History at the North Carolina Maritime Museum in Beaufort, North Carolina. His presentation focuses on a lesser analyzed aspect of the shad and herring fisheries on the Albemarle Sound, which is the management of enslaved labor in the antebellum period. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I also know that you've got a tour of the Roanoke River Lighthouse as part of this, too.
That's correct. So to end the day, we're going to invite guests to tour the 1886 Roanoke River Lighthouse, which is now located on the Edenton waterfront. And it is actually the last surviving intact 19th century screw pile lighthouse in North Carolina. So we have an exciting day lined up, and this really will be a truly exceptional opportunity to explore the rich maritime history of eastern North Carolina and especially Edenton.
Now, I understand that the lighthouse has been restored as well.
That's correct. It is now a North Carolina State Historic Site, and it has been restored back to what it would have looked like when the lighthouse keepers lived there. And so it was actually a family home for about 40 years here in Edenton, and was acquired by the state. And they actually were able to put it back onto original pilings, just as it would have done originally.
And this is coming up just over a month from now, coming up on June the 7th?
That's correct. Saturday, June 7th. Begins at 9 a.m., and the tour will end today.
And if you want to go, tell us about how you get tickets.
Yes, so you can call our Historic Edenton Visitor Center at 252-632-5020, or you can visit us at 108 North Broad Street here in Edenton.
And I understand, you know, that seats for this are limited, so probably you ought to go ahead and act.
That's correct. We do have limited seats. They are $10 per person, and they are definitely worth the ticket cost.
Amanda Urban joining us this morning to talk about that big event, the Maritime and Regional History Symposium, coming up in June at the Edenton State Historic Site. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.